In 2014, I quit my job as a CPA in Italy and I moved to the United States to improve my English. This is how my entrepreneurial journey started, and since then, I've been focusing on growing myself to grow my business. In this podcast, I just want to create a collection of all the lessons that I learned through my mistakes and the success that came from the wins, going through all the stories, the fan facts, and the anecdotes that I've been experiencing through this journey. My name is Cristina, and let's start collecting picture memories. What I want to share with you today is something that I became really passionate about, and I've experienced it even more during my recent very quick trip to Italy. Because what I really focus on every single day is the words I speak to myself. It's been years that I pay attention to it, and one of my favorite motivators, like motivational speakers, that is Jesse Itzler, said it so, like, in such a powerful way at the end of his speech when I listened to him back, like, in 2022. The words you speak to yourself matter, and it's so true. And I realized that even more when I was in Italy, because I got a chance to see my family and my friends. And I can hear that most of the time they express whatever they want to share with you in a negative way. Oh my God. And I have such a, like, I'm so against it that it bothers me every single time that I hear them. And I go like, no, let me help you rephrase it. let's say it in another way. So we can say in a positive way. And this is what I've done for a week. The entire week, I was helping my friends reframing sentences. I'm like, I can't hear in a negative way. And actually, I was recently listening to one of Tony Robbins' audio recordings that explains to you, like, she shares one of the experiences that he had with a professional driver on a race car, I think. And this driver was teaching him to, like, change direction of the car when he was speeding against the wall. He was just going, like, straight against the wall. And he would say, like, you need to, in a sudden, change direction and turn on the left. The problem is you're on high speed and everything you're thinking is, I don't want to hit the wall. I don't want to hit the wall. I don't want to hit the wall. So what you're focusing on is the wall. And guess what? Where you're going, you're going to end up hitting the wall. If you want to prevent you from hitting the wall, you need to change direction and look to the direction you want to go. So if you want to turn left, you have to just, like, turn your head on the left so you stop focusing on the wall and you're going to go in the direction you're aiming to. That's why he says you need to focus on what's on the other side of the wall, on the other side of the roadblock. You need to aim to the outcome, to use his words. Focus on the outcome. Don't look at the roadblock, because your brain is going to take you there. You don't know how, you don't know what actions you're going to take, but you're going to go on the other side. You're going to reach the outcome. And this is what I've done with my friends all the time. And there's one of my dearest friend that I know that she's going to listen to the podcast. I say, yes, I'm talking about you. She has two beautiful kids and she's a wonderful mom. She cares about them so bad, but she feels guilty every time that she has to go away for work. And we talk about it a lot, and we share that we agree on the fact that she wants to be the example, the model, role model for them, teaching them moms love them, even if she goes to work. Because I'm like, if your tank is empty and you're a frustrated mom who stays home because your role model is mom is always home, but it's not you, they are going to experience a frustrated mom with no love for them because there's just resentment because you are preventing yourself to be yourself. If you go away from work, you enjoy what you're doing, you just refill the tank. When you come home, back home, you're going to share that love with your daughters, and you're going to experience that mom loves them even when she's away. and you're not a bad mom. But what everything she's focusing on is like, I'm gonna be away. They're gonna think that I don't love them. I'm gonna be away. I'm not a good mom. But if you reframe and you say in a different way, I'm a good mom because I'm showing them the role model I want them to have. I'm just going away to be me, to refill the tank, and I'm gonna come back and share with them a great experience that they can enjoy too. So, but if you focus on like what's missing and not what you have, you build a life where you can go away for work. You can do the job that you always love to do. You create that beautiful reality for you. Why do you focus on what is missing? That is actually not because, and she was like, I was laughing with her because she goes like, oh my God, my kids are going to be home crying. And I'm like Tony teaches, like, are you sure about that? And she goes, yeah. I'm like, are you 100% sure that they're home crying because you're not home? And she started laughing. I'm like, I'm sure they are home. Like they're like deported, like in the Auschwitz camp, like while you're home, while you're away, right? And then she started laughing. I'm like, okay, so I'm sure that you found like a great support system for your kids while you're away. That is what a great mom does. So now that you took care of that, enjoy where you're going and do your job and fill up the tank. So it was a very nice conversation that I had with her. And I love the time with her. And I love to help her expressing with different words the situation. Because there's no benefit in talking to us in a negative way, feeling guilty. And it's not helping anyone. We just need to see the reality in a different way. And even we were talking about finding a babysitter, and then she goes like, oh, but there's nobody like the one that I want. Like, there's nobody like me. I'm like, are you sure? Are you sure that you can't find somebody who's even better than you, who's an educator? And if you reframe the fact that you're not leaving your kids with a babysitter because you don't want them or because you're a bad mom, but you're actually leaving them with an educator who's going to share with you the very difficult task of being an educator for your kids is completely different. Instead of you maybe staying with them and writing emails and then being frustrated because you wanted to work, but they wanted to play with you, and you have somebody who's fully dedicated to them and is going to help them grow and experience in life while you take care of the job, and then you can come back and experience and share with them quality time. How about that? How about calling it sharing the very difficult task of being an educator? How does that change the story you're telling yourself in your brain? Oh, I'm the best in telling stories. Like, I was the greatest person on earth to coming up with the worst case scenario in my head. But then it really wasn't helping me for my life and for my improvement, personal growth at all. So I made a choice. I made a choice that I want to talk to myself in a specific way that most of the time is positive. And then Tony helps me all the time with, are you sure? Are you 100% sure that that is the reality? What can you do about that? So I really want to help people to reframe, re-sentence, re-express things from a negative perspective to a positive perspective, and never focus on the roadblock, because you're going to hit it and everything you're going to see is the roadblock. Focus on the outcome. It's so powerful. So, so powerful. If you aim to the goal, you're going to reach it. You don't know how, but your brain is going to start thinking things that is going to take you there, not to the roadblock. So focus on the outcome. Hey, podcast family. If you're more of a visual learner or just love watching someone talk with their hands as much as I do, you've got to check out this episode on YouTube. I didn't realize how much I move my hands while talking until I would watch the video myself. As a true Italian, I'm practically a human marionette. So don't miss out half of my passionate speech. Subscribe to our Healthy Italia YouTube channel that you can find below, and never miss my hands talking ever again. I'll see you there.